For Little Friends, Randy's Turn, by Rochelle Pace Castor, based on an experience of the author's friend. He that hath the scriptures, let him search them. 3 Nephi chapter 10, verse 14. Time for scripture study, Dad called. Randy came running and was the first one to arrive in the family room. He climbed into Dad's big, soft chair and waited. Soon Sarah arrived, then Michael and Meg. They all carried their scriptures. When Mom and Dad came into the room, they were glad to see that everyone was ready for scripture study. "Thanks for being so obedient and coming when we called," Mom said. "Who's going to start reading?" "Me," Randy shouted. Everyone stared at Randy. "You don't know how to read," Michael said. Dad lifted Randy up and sat him on his lap. "When you're a little older, you'll be able to read, too," Dad said. "But I want to read now," Randy said. "Everybody reads but me." His lip began to quiver. "You're too little," Meg said gently. "I didn't get to read when I was your age either. You'll just have to wait." "My primary teacher said we should read our scriptures every day," Randy said. "Okay, quiet down, everybody. Let's start with prayer," Dad said. "Maybe Heavenly Father will help us know what to do to help Randy feel better." After the prayer, the family began to read in 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 5, about Lehi and his dream of the tree of life. Mom read, "And it came to pass that I saw a man, and he was dressed in a white robe, and he came and stood before me." Then Michael read, "And it came to pass that he spake unto me, and bade me follow him." Then Meg began, "And it came to pass." Randy called out before Meg could finish. Everyone stared. Then everyone giggled, including Randy. "You can help us read," Dad said with a smile. "Every time we come to the line, and it came to pass, I'll point to it, and it will be Randy's turn to read. Is that okay, everybody?" Everyone nodded and smiled. Meg finished the verse, "That as I followed him, I beheld myself that I was in a dark and dreary waste." They read about God's tender mercies toward Lehi after he had traveled for many hours in the dark and dreary wasteland. Dad pointed to the next verse. "And it came to pass." Randy read with a smile. Then Mom finished. "After I had prayed unto the Lord, I beheld a large and spacious field. And it came to pass." Randy read again. Then Sarah finished. "That I beheld a tree whose fruit was desirable to make one happy." Randy knew what it felt like to be happy. Finally, it had come to pass that he could really be a part of family scripture study. Note, Rochelle Pace Castor is a member of the Oak Hill 6th Ward, Provo, Utah, Oak Hill Stake. End of note. Blessings Tree by Julie Wardell, and you probably need some assistance with this. On page 34, we have some leaves with the following listed on these leaves. And these are blessings that come to each of us in our families. Home, family, food, church, scriptures, President Hinckley, world, Heavenly Father, parents, firemen, Jesus Christ, teacher, clothes, policeman, pets, prayer, strong body, temple, sacrament, and a number of other leaves that are left blank that you can fill in. Instructions. 1. Remove pages 34 through 35 from the magazine and mount them on lightweight cardboard. Cut out the leaves and place them in a sack. And on page 35, you have a tree. 2. In a family home evening, have family members take turns picking a leaf from the sack, telling how the item written is a blessing, and gluing it to the tree. When they pick a blank leaf, have them share a blessing of their choice that they are thankful for. Then write the blessing on the leaf and glue it to the tree. Have the family discuss all these blessings and other things they can thank Heavenly Father for in their prayers. 3. Hang the finished tree where it will remind your family of their many blessings and remind them to thank Heavenly Father for them. End of the section for Little Friends.